There were a couple of friends talking and said one to the other, "What would you like them to say at your funeral? That you were a good father? That you were a nice man?" He says, "No, at my funeral, I wanted to say, look, he's breathing." Sometimes we focus so much on the end. Oh, your reward will be in heaven. No, the reward of a good life starts now, immediately. We know that we have the possibility of doing good things right away. And when you do something good, the goal of the Christian life isn't happiness, it's goodness. We may say in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But there are a lot of thieves and criminals who are very happy if they get away with robbing people, killing people. But joy and contentment and doing the right thing is a long-term road to happiness and joy, because you know you've done the right thing. We make fun of people. It's like the famous cantor who said at the parish meeting, "My voice is insured for $500,000 in case I lose it." And the guy said, "Well, what do you do with the money?" You have to think about that one. But for us, people always ask the traditional question, is this a sin? What about asking the traditional question, is this a virtue? How can I do better? How can I choose something that will bring me joy in my life now? The goal of the Christian life is not the commandments, thou shalt not kill. No, the goal is to give your life in love for others, even those who hate you. Because when you do good, it is good for you, and it is even good for those people who don't like you. Because the world becomes a better place every time you choose something good. Today, we celebrate All Saints Day, the Sunday after Pentecost. We have green all over to remind us that God's life gives us life. That's why green is symbolic of new growth and new life. It may also be symbolic of all kinds of sneezes and allergies. But we focus on the life-giving force of God. So when you ask yourselves the question, remember, the Christian life is not about the minimum. What do I have to do not to go to hell? What do I have to do to fulfill the commandments? What do I have to do just to get away with enough to make it? No. Don't you want to be the best? Don't you want to be the best person you could be? They used to have an old saying, the saint is the sinner that keeps on trying. And you never try by simply making it, by doing the minimum, by just getting away with enough. Don't you want to know what your faith means, what great things you can do? This is the life that has been given to us, and we should look for the joy that this life can bring if we find out about it. If we study the scriptures, if we apply the scriptures, if we say, how can I be more than just a good father? How can I become a great father? How can I become a great son or daughter, a friend, a husband, a wife? So when you think today about the color green and the gift of the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the gift never to settle, just to do the bare minimum. Strive to be a saint. Don't say, my goal is to be a dysfunctional human being. No. It's not an easy road, but it's a much better road than going downhill. Strive to be a great human being. And now at the end of the sermon, I have one beautiful announcement. Today you will witness a thing that many of you may have not seen. Mr. Walter Alexandrovich, during the creed that we will say silently, and he will say out loud the profession of faith and become a member of the Catholic Church. After close to 2 years of studying, he will do this in about 10 minutes that we have the creed. I will call him up to the pulpit and he will say the profession of faith and we will welcome him into the Catholic Church. So in the meantime, we pray and we continue our Služba Božja.